Hi everyone, it's March the 18th and it's 2024, and I have words of the Lord from today. And I'm just going to say a quick prayer and get started. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father, for pouring out your Spirit, for guiding and directing us, Lord, for showing us the path, for lighting our path, Lord, as we walk with you, talk with you, and seek you day and night. I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray that this message goes out to everybody that needs to hear it. I pray for their hearts to take in truth, Lord. I pray over their homes, their families, their jobs, their children, Father God. Cover them from the top of their feet to the bottom of their, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Sorry. Lord, let no weapon formed against them prosper. I pray that this message goes out to everybody that needs to hear it, that they bring it right back to you for discernment and understanding. And that they seek with all of their hearts, minds, and souls, and do not lean on their own understanding. I give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God. You get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. This is your message, and I am just your willing vessel. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay. Daughter, speak to my children that they would hear my words and believe. Where are the hearts, my children, seeking me or this world at this late hour? I call my own to my feet. Soon much comes to this world, and many are not prepared, too worried about pleasing this world and not their Abba. I am the only way. Seek my world, my way, my will. Do you know the way, my way? I call and call. Who is truly listening? Am I a priority in your life? Are you praying without ceasing for your loved ones, your neighbors? Many hearts will fail, I tell you now. Count it all joy, the trials you have endured, a blessing in disguise, as I have said, preparing the hearts to be strong and courageous for all that is to come. Know my ways, know that I take care of my own. I'm your God, your Redeemer, your guiding light, your healer and provider. Take heart, my children, I take care of my own. Call on the Lord God Almighty and know the power in the name of Jesus. Call on your angels to be dispatched to help you in all your ways. Think supernatural. I am the God of impossible. Know that my words are promises and truth. Who can know them? Walk in the power and authority that I give to my own. Are you my own? Come to my feet. Put down the world. Watch what I can do. I make all things possible. My ways are higher, grander than your thinking. Prepare the heart for all to come. Pray, read, and write my words for easy access. Know my words, learn my words. Pray without ceasing. The prayers of the righteous avail much. Come, all ye faithful, I will give you rest. Yes, my child. Jesus came in the flesh to set the captives free, free of sin, that my own would live for me. Be set free, my children. Call on me, your Abba. I call my angel armies. Who will make it? I love you, my loves. Abba, Yeshua, the true Messiah, Jesus the Christ. And that's the message for today. Pray for discernment and understanding, revelation, and come to his feet daily. Take up your cross. Read your word, pray without ceasing for your family, for your neighbors. And the Lord has been talking to me this last couple of days. And so he told me to get a notebook and write scriptures in here to memorize, to easy access, just to for warfare scriptures. I put prayers in here. I'm using the scriptures and turning them into prayers. So that's something you guys can do. It's easy. I mean, definitely read your Bible, but when you need to go and get something, if you need to read something about, you can literally look up whatever you guys are need to pray about or need to read about. If it has to do with healing, if you're struggling, there's just so many things that you can look up, Google it, and scriptures will come up. If you want warfare scriptures, that'll come up. If you want faith, protection, safety, healing, whatever it is, and then you can just label it and know where to go and pull up your scriptures to read. That's kind of something, but for mine, it's all warfare. I have a lot of scriptures for that to memorize. So good night. Have a good evening. Love you guys. Know that Jesus is the only way, the only truth to everlasting life. Have a good night.